السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. All praise is due to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah has given us the wealth of Iman. With that, Allah has given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And also, another bonus, Allah has given us the first Jumu'ah of this Mubarak month. So, Noorun ala Noor. Allah Ta'ala grant us the barakat of this month. You say you must feel the mercy of Ramadan that is descending. Our heart should have been clean and purified so that we can feel the Ramadan in the air. Not only the fasting of the day, by night also. And Allah has given us so far such beautiful days, such beautiful occasions, such Mubarak places to be engulfed in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is, we have the auspicious month of Ramadan that is continuing. Then we have the Jumu'ah, the barakat of the day of Jumu'ah itself. Allah Ta'ala give us all the barakat. Then we enhance this nur with tilawat-e Qur'an, zikrullah. Also on the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, it is masnoon that one has a ghusl, wears the best clothes that he has, applies itar, use miswa, come into the masjid early, try and sit right behind the imam, listen to the khutbah, don't get involved in any vain talk, give some sadaqah, abundant durood and salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it is said he became with the correct intention to the house of Allah, and then he goes out for his business or with family. Then on every step he took, he gets the sawab of an umrah. He gets the sawab of 1 year's fast, nafil fast. He gets the sawab of the entire night ibadat, subhanallah. We should make it a niyat to learn these sunnats and practice on them, inshallah. Continuing on the theme of fasting, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word taqwa itself is mentioned. And everybody gives different interpretation. Every page of the Quran, virtually you will find somewhere taqwa is mentioned. But there's one beautiful hadith I want to share on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah morning in the month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala is the rawi. He says that once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ascended the minbar, like how on Jumu'ah and khutbahs are made, then Eidain there's a khutbah or some important lesson when there's salatul istisqa or the rain or there's a kusuf. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam always delivered a khutbah. So once he ascended the minbar, he said Ameen. The second step he said Ameen. The third step he said Ameen. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum inquired after the khutbah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, every Jumu'ah we listen to your khutbah, but there's no verbal Ameen so loud. What has happened? He said, when I ascended the minbar to deliver the khutbah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the chief angel, came from Allah Rabbul Izzat with 3 curses on 3 categories of people of my ummah. Imagine, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reciters of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who came with this message and curse was Jibreel alayhi salam. And who is saying Ameen? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen. So he was also worried and perplexed, but yet he said Ameen because it was the command of Allah that came down at that particular moment. Who are these people that are cursed? Allah protect us and forbid that we get entrapped in this. The first category is, when I ascended the minbar, is that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, woe unto those people who find themselves in the month of Ramadan and are not forgiven. Allahumma fazna, Allah protect us, brothers. We are already in the month of Ramadan. Allah forgive all our mistakes, our errors. That is why we should make a lot of istighfar, tawbah and istighfar. One is just reciting astaghfirullah. But 2 is sincere tawbah and repentance that, oh Allah, we are now in the month of Ramadan. Don't deprive us of the barakat of Ramadan. Don't deprive us of the forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. And we should make Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Let's recite it one time. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu an. This was especially in the night of Qadr. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was taught, but we can make, O Allah, you are the most forgiving. You love forgiveness, so forgive us. And fa'fu, afwa means not only forgive us, pardon us. Wipe away that sin in such a way that there's no record of that sin. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the barakat of Ramadan, the forgiveness in the month of Ramadan, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rains are descending. We must feel it. We must ensure that we are conscious we are in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Like how we are conscious, we are fasting. We can't eat anything. We can't drink anything. We can't do such things that are haram. So understand this. Likewise, the taqwa will increase and our nafs will be in control. The second category of people that was cursed by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he say, when you hear my name Muhammad, a person doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is wajib, brothers. Whenever we get a chance, and today is the day of Jumu'ah, increase our tilawat al-Quran, increase our salawat upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. While we driving, recite Durood Sharif. While we working, recite Durood Sharif. Our mothers, while they cooking, they can recite Durood Sharif. Har dard ki dawa hai salli ala. For every pain, you must recite Durood Sharif. And the akabirin, we have found the mashayikh, our akabirin, this 40 durood and salam, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali came to South Africa, he made it easy. From the ahadith, so many thousands of durood. There's one durood is mentioned, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fi awwali kalamina, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fi awsati kalamina, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fi akhiri kalamina. When a person reads this at least 3 times in the morning, or 10 times, and in the evening, as if he's read the durood for the entire day and the night. Subhanallah. So durood e tunjina, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, durood e Ibrahim, so many durood, and read the authentic durood that are from the durood kitab also. Don't just make up any durood and read. So understand this. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, abandon durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the person is a miser who then don't send salam on me. Then also Allah's favor is, when you send durood and salam, what happens? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba that 10 sins are forgiven. 10 stages are elevated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him closer to Jannat. And not only that, the person close to me on the day of Qiyamah will be one who upheld my sunnah and the one who have read abundant durood and salam upon me. Allah ta'ala take us to Madina Tayyibah. From here, if we send the durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is to mention as if the flights are coming from all over the world right in front of Rawdah Mubarak. So it will be conveyed. Allah has got angels to convey our durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Paak, take us to Makkah and Medina. Those that are there must remember us in their du'as. Allah grant us the azmat of the Haramain Sharifain. So the second category that was cursed was those who don't send durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala protect us. The third category is that the person who has his parents, both of them, or one of them, and by not serving them is deprived of Jannah. Imagine, you're deprived of Jannah. Where is the respect of our parents today? Respect of the elders in the community, respect of the old musallis, of the old people. We had our parents, so much of qurbani they made for our sacrifices, and today they have passed on. What are we doing for them? If they are alive, we must serve them, either one. If they are passed on, at least what we can do is send Isa alayhi sawab for them. Do some sadaqah jariyah for them. Go to the qabristan, read one yasin for them. Read time, 3 time, qul wallahu ahad. Give some donation. Donate a Quran. Donate towards the masjid. Donate towards some dini khidmat. So this will be Isa alayhi sawab towards the parents and serving the parents. And if they're alive, then you say by looking at the parents only. Just by looking at them with love and azmat, you get the sawab of a maqbool hajj and umrah. Subhanallah. So Allah grant us love of our parents. If they are alive, let us serve them, give them afiyat, salamati and hifazat. And if they have passed on, brothers, you can't replace, you may replace your wife, you can't replace your mother, you can't replace your father. Imagine all the barakat of the parents. A whole ruku is mentioned in the Quran about the azmat and respect of parents. Allah, so even if they are non-Muslims, it is mentioned, keep the respect of your parents because they were the zariya of coming into the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them long life, good health, afiyat, salamati. And if those parents who have passed on, so many musallis, parents, everybody who has passed on, whatever niyat we recite, make niyat for isal-e-sawab. Allah Ta'ala fill the qabr with nur. Allah Ta'ala protect them from azab qabr. You make dua today for somebody. Inshallah, when you die, somebody will read for you. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless us. Allah accept us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the barakat of Ramadan. Give us the barakat of this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala increase our durood and salam. And love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi.